This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Or welcome back. Good evening. I am, after all, a semi-professional. Good evening, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Haven't been to the range lately because my partner, JT, is he had his wrist operated on and can't go to the range. So that's why I haven't put anything up about shooting, where I'm actually shooting. That's what's going on with that. I was listening to the news before we came in, and once again, the Republicans are threatening to hold a hearing regarding this $400 million payment that the Obama administration made to Iran. Why? Why hold a hearing now? I mean, he's been doing what he wants to do. You guys have been in charge of the House since 2010. And, you know, you haven't done anything to slow him down now. Why? He's in the twilight. You need to be girding yourself for what's coming, because you're definitely going to have to step up then. I don't understand all the bluster. I guess it's because of re-election time for some of them. They got to seem tough. They're not tough. They're just a bunch of, you know, milk toasts. Back in 2009, Rush Limbaugh was pilloried by the mainstream media for admitting he hoped that Obama would fail. Today we have hashtag Never Trump Republicans hoping that Donald Trump fails. Now, the media back then framed Limbaugh's remark as a slur against Obama, and Limbaugh explained that it wasn't personal, it was business. As a conservative, he didn't want Obama's stated plans to successfully transform the nation into a statist government. The Never Trump nonsense is isn't business, it's personal. Obviously, the Never Trump's personal careers as political strategist would be safe from failure in an I told you so, he could never beat Hillary sort of way. Like from Never Trump member Eric Erickson of the Resurgent and formerly of Red State. He said, all you guys saying those opposed to Trump are helping Hillary ignore that we warned you as far back as January that Trump could not beat her. But this Never Trump personal vendetta goes much deeper than that. Bill Kristol, he was on CNN, and he berated a Trump supporter that she should be embarrassed to support a bully, a man of genuinely bad character, who is discrediting conservatism and needs to be severed from it. Now, this wasn't part of a larger discussion on Trump's stated plans to make America great again. This was about Trump, the person, the feelings of conservatives, and the reputation of conservatism. And I got to tell you, the reputation of conservatism is this for me. As somebody who put on the uniform and went out there and stuck my face in front of what was then, you know, the Soviet Union and, you know, East Germany and all them. I'm embarrassed to have backed conservatives because you guys are a bunch of liars. You're a bunch of liars. You don't produce. Not the way, you know, not the way your conservative constituents, the ones who, you know, put you up on the pedestal, think you should or hope you do. Seems that the Never Trumps want Trump to fail, even if he accomplished nothing other than preventing Hillary from becoming president and completing Obama's transformation. Even if Trump or any of his policies truly would make America great again, none of that matters. Because apparently to the Never Trumps, a reputation of pure conservative principles, as they define and lecture on them, are more important than American greatness is defined and lived by impure, ordinary voters, most of whom consider themselves to be conservative. That reputation that they so adore would be stained by a Trump administration, according to Wall Street journalist Brett Stevens, in a way that would cripple the conservative cause for a generation, permanently laying to rest any claim conservatives might ever again make on the character issue. I don't know. Getting out there and stop, you know, you could do that yourself if you'd stop lying so much and stop playing the game, stop pushing the status quo. Dennis Prager said that no Congress could stop a President Hillary Clinton who would finish the job her predecessor started, fundamentally transforming the United States of America, perhaps forever. But Stevens seems to think that his prescription of political hygiene with a freshly cleansed conservative movement could wipe away a transformation solidified by a left-leaning Supreme Court and millions of new votes after a Hillary amnesty. Which that would truly put their heads in the noose at that point. Daniel Henninger wrote the idea that a President Cruz or Kasich will roll it all back in 2020 after 12 years of the federal cement drying is that's just stupid. But Never Trumps are seriously working to ensure that Trump fails, and hugely. Stevens hopes Trump is the biggest loser in presidential history. Trump's voters in the minds of the Never Trumps need to feel the failure, too. Never Trumps can't just settle for him being beaten in November, wrote Never Trump Republican consultant and self-described principled conservative Rick Wilson. They must ensure that Trump is on the business end of a decisive, humiliating defeat so that terribly divisive forces he has unleashed are delivered a death blow. He calls them Trumpkins. He says, when it's over, Trumpkins, remember, you're not purging us. We're purging you. Kevin Williamson, National Review, said, you know, it deserves to die, and those voters need to rent U-Hauls and get out of the party. Leaving only the purest of the pure conservatives in the shrunken Republican tent. You know, I am as conservative as anybody else, okay? These pencil neck geeks who sit behind a desk and wear a suit every day, who get out there and talk this nonsense, talking about people they don't know. I don't know what their background is. I would hesitate to guess that they probably have never worn a uniform before. I'll put that much out there. I'll stick it that far out there. You guys sound like the Nazis. You sound like, I don't know, like some fascist regime. You're going to purge us? You're going to come and purge? How? How are you going to do that? How are you going to make me rent a U-Haul? I'll still be here, and you guys will still be wallowing in your hastening obscurity. Because you seem to think that Hillary can't hurt the country. That it's all redeemable. It's always redeemable, isn't it? It's always just like a chess game. And yet, you know, in inner cities, regular people die due to policies that you've done nothing to roll back, that you've never attacked. You've never gone into those cities trying to take them back from the progressives. You just let them sit. There will be a price to pay for all of this talk when it's over. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. When I was in the military, part of our issue in Germany, part of the issue with the uniform was gloves. Now, back then, they were not quote unquote tactical gloves. These were leather shells with a nice woolen insert in them. And these would work with most things. Now, I didn't have, for the most part, early on, until I became an M60 gunner, I didn't have to worry about a secondary weapon. So my gloves being on my hands worked pretty good, even with the standard M16 trigger guard. I could get my finger in there still. Nowadays, since I've been out of the military and everything, things have changed, and now they've got gloves that are dedicated to the task. But a lot of people say, should you wear them? Let me tell you why you should wear them. And what to look for. I'm riding bikes now. And riding a bike is, I just primarily have to hang onto the handlebars. I have to use handbrakes. I'm on a fixed gear bike now, so I don't have to shift anything. I do have brakes on it. I'm not chewing up my tires because I don't want to spend that money. But I wear gloves. And I wear gloves because in the event that I have to go down, when I stick my hands out in front of me, or if I go down under speed and I stick my hands down to try to slow myself down, I'm wearing padded leather gloves. And that will keep me from shredding my hands up. That's why I'm wearing gloves. Not wearing them because they look cool, although they do. Not wearing them for any other reason. When I shoot, especially if I'm shooting AR-15s, I wear gloves. And I wear them. I try to have a little bit of fire protection in the palm as far as heat protection, simply because there's a lot of things that happen with a weapon as you fire it a lot. It gets hot. And you may inadvertently touch hot parts. But if you never shoot with gloves and one day you pull your firearm to eliminate a threat when you just happen to have gloves on, you'll be behind in the quest to reach the end of your OODA loop before your enemy does. If you've never trained with gloved mitts, you will most likely feel uncomfortable handling your firearm and lose some manual dexterity when trying to manipulate it while wearing them. I don't recommend getting anything like, in the civilian world, we don't need anything like Nomex gloves because the chances are you're not going to be in a burning cockpit. So you don't need to worry about that stuff. I would look at something that is, deemed a shooting glove. Now, if you are somebody that shoots every day with gloves on and all of a sudden you're asked to perform barehanded, you'll be fine. But it won't be the same way vice versa. So you shoot a little better without gloves, even though you haven't been trained that way. However, if you've always trained barehanded and now you're evaluated after adding a pair of gloves, you're going to be slower. So there's, and with the manufacturers, there is a quest for great shooting gloves. You should try to find large enough pair of thick shooting gloves to fit over your shooting gloves to make the transition from thick to shooting gloves relatively quick. With shooting gloves, tactical gloves. My helmet isn't pointy. I'm being asked if I wear the pointy helmet. I'm going to buy a tactical bump helmet and modify it to ride my bike Musco. But right now I'm riding with a bike helmet on, and I'm riding with one because it's lightweight and it's hot out. shooting gloves are something that, don't get too attached to them because you're going to wear them out and tear them up. And, they can be expensive, and they don't last forever. Typically, if I were you and you want to try this, what I would do is I would go to your Lowe's or your Home Depot and look for mechanics wear. They're like $20 a pair. If your hands are large hands, get the mediums. You do not want your gloves. Parachuting gloves cannot have any looseness. They have to be like they're spray painted on. You should have to force your hands in them. But this is partially, there's a lot of things gloves do. It will protect your hands, especially if you're going to a class. If you're training, you know, you're getting on the ground, pushing off everything else. You're grabbing doors, pulling them open, pushing barricades aside and everything else. You might inadvertently grab a hot gun part, and that would be nice to have those on. Gloves are for protection. And there are some people that do things like, one thing I have resisted doing is to cut the trigger finger, just the tip, off any of my gloves, because I don't need to do that. I really don't. I need to just find gloves that are just that tight. But there's different types of shooting gloves. There are different name brands of shooting gloves. You know, just to give you an idea, Blackhawk, 511, Mechanics, Wiley. Oakley makes two very good pairs. A Mechanics wearer makes two or three very good pairs. And one pair that I'm going to order some of these simply because they seem to be so thin on the back of the hand and thick enough on the palm of the hand are Setwear, S-E-T wear. And I'm just looking at the $20 pair of gloves. I'm not looking, you know, this is not something, I mean, I've got two or three pairs that are both Oakleys. I have a pair that has the big knuckles. and I have a pair that doesn't. And I'm very seriously considering just going to Mechanics Wear because I can get them all the time. Warm gloves later on down the road. I mean, if you train out in the cold, you may want to get some flame retardant gloves. Nomex is nice. Gloves are for your hands, protect your hands. Shooting involves moving things. I mean, if you've ever had slide bite on your hand, that's fun. Hot brass, that's fun. There's lots of fun that's involved in shooting. And if you train enough, you're going to want to protect your hands as best as you can because your hands are what put everything into play. You need to maintain good hand health, and gloves will do that. And go check those out if you have not gotten into them yet. Go check them out. Mechanics Wear at Lowe's is fine enough. You'll be well-to-do right there. You'll be as good as anybody else needs. And you can buy two or three pairs, stick them all over the place in your little kits and everything else, and you'll be ready to rock. Just get them small, like spray painted on. We'll be right back.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The day is coming when everything is going to be free. Now, this is not some utopian pipe dream, but the inevitable result of ever-increasing manufacturing efficiency and innovation. As efficiency rises exponentially, costs will begin to plummet. Eventually, prices will become so low as to be negligible. Before you start dancing around, you need to remind yourself of the adage that the one thing that is never free is freedom itself. The free goods and services of the future economy will cost us not only everything we have, but everything that we are. If one doubts that goods and services will be free, you only need to look at food production for the past 170 years. In 1850, about 64% of Americans lived on farms. By 1920, that figure had dropped to about 30%. Today, it is 2%. The drastic reduction in farm population in America has mostly been due to innovation and efficiency, two dominant factors at play in almost every major industry. While the blessings of the new agriculture have included an abundant food supply, reliably produced and widely distributed, there is a surprising downside to this global cornucopia. America's food production has, in effect, tended to starve out food producers in poor nations. Because we send food to poor countries, the local farmers there cannot compete with us. Their farmland dries up, making those regions even more dependent on charity. Our motives may be pure, but the consequences in future years will be dire. Now, what this presages over to is that over time, as fewer and fewer people are productively employed, those who continue producing will become more powerful. This is the phenomenon of monopoly. With all power in the hands of an elite and driven few, new forms of tyranny will arise. Instead of taking things away from the populace or inflicting violence on them, the new tyrants will simply withhold necessities of life from those who resist. Much of the harm has already been done, not only abroad, but here at home. The growing welfare state has created a population of resentful donors, or working taxpayers, pitted against ungrateful recipients of welfare. The conflict has been unkindly referred to as one between the so-called makers and the takers. Now, I'm not trying to vilify the welfare population. Social engineers have taught generations of youth to embrace the ethic of taking without earning, without job prospects, but only with welfare. One cannot blame solely the takers. Without placing blame on the poor, the ethic of duty and responsibility is gradually being replaced with the credo of entitlement and grievance. And all of this is converging into an emerging economy in which, some years from now, almost no one will need to work, nor will you be able to, for there will be no hiring. Factories will automate. Ancillary jobs will be done by computers and robots. Even the professions are already the target of computerized expertise in various fields. The motivation to acquire wealth will no longer be an economic force. It will give way to the desire to enjoy the fruits of automation. Only one incentive will be strong enough to get people out of bed early in the morning to labor and toil. Those few who do the work in the future will have enormous power over those who do not. And the lust for power will drive society in the future. Now, you know, at first it will seem to some that the utopian ideal has finally been realized. What can possibly be better than getting everything for nothing? By the time the darker aspect takes effect, few will understand what has happened, but ignorance will no longer be bliss. Vast numbers of people will suffer from so-called affluenza, the predisposition to extreme irresponsibility that, according to his defense attorney, caused young Ethan Couch to get drunk and drive recklessly, therefore, you know, killing four innocent people, and then to show no remorse. He was sentenced to probation. Couch is only one of many millions of spoiled brats who will wreak havoc on other people's lives. Today, entire city blocks and large cities are wastelands in which drugs and prostitution and violence are rampant on a scale that shocks those who first become aware of the situation. Those neighborhoods are characterized by high unemployment and government handouts from politicians who benefit personally, from the ongoing tragedy that they continually enable. They are but a sample of what is most surely coming our way. The society of the future will be first, you know, at first it will be one of leisure and comfort, a society in which no one is held morally accountable unless he commits a gun crime. Otherwise, everything else is going to be free to go. But efficiency has its limits. One day, the goods will run out. No matter how high production is, demand will always increase beyond those limits. One fine morning, the takers will demand even more, and it won't be there for the taking. The word no will be nonsensical to those whose appetite can never be sated. They will revolt. As gun owners, we have the capability of saying no. We know what it means to be told no. We understand what self-sufficiency means. This is why we must resist at all costs anybody that's going to enable that vision of our world. There can never be a substitution for self-reliance. Waiting on something means that when it finally gets here, you're going to get whatever they bring. Do you want to take what they allow you to have, or do you want to make your own way? Do you want to get as much as you can possibly put together for yourself? Consider this and vote accordingly. Technology has most certainly taken us there. I mean, you can look around and look at LegalZoom. LegalZoom.com. Look at in the medical profession now, they've got all of this stuff online, and they've got the Minute Clinics and the CVSs where you don't even need to go to a doctor anymore. They're already on the way to eliminating a lot of jobs. Go to a grocery store and check out. Every grocery store now has something like a U-scan or a self-scan or a self-checkout, which is, that's the biggest ripoff that I've ever seen in my life. I don't get a discount for my groceries, and yet I'm checking them out for myself. They are moving us that way. Be aware of it. Where awareness is worth its weight in gold, and it is very heavy to have it. Be aware of what's happening around us at all times. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of the socialist utopia of Venezuela, and we'll be talking about them later on as well, they just publicly destroyed nearly 2,000 guns, and they want to institute a bullet registry to try and curb the high murder rate in the country. Nearly 2,000 guns were either crushed or torched in Caracas City Square Wednesday. Can you imagine that happening here? Can you imagine them bringing, like in New York or anywhere, just, you know, putting a pile of guns in the middle of Times Square and rolling over them and then lighting them on fire? Can you imagine that happening here? Well, maybe in New York because de Blasio's in charge there. Minister Nestor Reverol reports to Business Insider. He's the interior minister. He said that the government had also purchased laser technology in an effort to mark and register the burrits, which, you know, I guess what that starts out with 1, 2, 3. Reversal said to reporters amid Wednesday's public gun destruction, "We're going to bring disarmament and peace," referring to a planned nationwide disarmament effort, which will begin in September. Authorities have taken or destroyed 17,686 guns so far this year in the ongoing effort to better track criminals and curb the murder rate. Caracas has the highest murder rate of any city in the world. 119 murders per 100,000 people, according to the World Atlas. Which, by the way, that, you know, Venezuela is a developed country. Yeah, they're like a petrochemical giant. But they're also a socialist utopia. Now, what could be prompting this is fear of an insurrection. The inflation rate in Venezuela is the world's highest at 180%, according to BBC News. And that rate could hit 310% by the end of the year, according to Trading Economics. Now, this is very educational because they exist in a socialist world where everybody gets given everything, like I was just talking about. So let's talk about how well that works in a country like Venezuela. Well, first of all, everything's at 180% right now, so apparently that they haven't got to that part yet with the, you know, the manufacturing so efficient it's just cheap. The extreme level of inflation has sent prices for basic goods skyrocketing and led to high levels of civil unrest. At least 400 people were arrested in June after citizens took to looting stores for the food they could no longer afford. A dozen eggs in Venezuela costs $150. You got to be massively well-to-do in Venezuela to have breakfast. Just think of how much, that makes Waffle Houses a fine dining restaurant in Venezuela. The U.S. government has charged Riversall and others for being involved in a massive international cocaine distribution conspiracy. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro recently promoted Riversall to the interior minister position. Venezuela has the unfortunate distinction of having three of its cities ranked in the top 10 of the list of cities with high murder rates. Maturin and Valencia are ranked 5 and 7, respectively. A travel advisory from the State Department notes that the non-governmental organization Venezuelan Violence Observatory says Venezuela has the second highest murder rate in the world. In the socialist utopia, $150 for a dozen eggs. Inflation rate, 310%. Yeah. Okay. In California with a K, a lawsuit was filed this week against the best-looking attorney general in the United States, Kamala Harris, attorney general there, and L.A. County Sheriff James McDonald in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California with a K, Western Division. The suit Flanagan versus Harris filed on behalf of four Californians with the help of the California Rifle and Pistol Association asserts that a combination of state laws against open carrier firearms combined with L.A. County's state-sanctioned policy that denies law-abiding residents the license required under state law to carry a concealed firearm violate their Second Amendment rights. You think so? Do you think that? I think so. The suit also asserts that the citizens' rights under the Equal Protection Clause are being violated because of ongoing unequal treatment concerning the exercise of plaintiffs' Second Amendment rights. Now, the background of the suit and the legal background of the suit as well, California bars ordinary law-abiding citizens from carrying a firearm for self-defense, regardless of whether it's loaded or unloaded, and regardless of whether the firearm is carried in an exposed or concealed manner, in all but extremely limited remote areas, unless the individual has a license to carry a firearm issued by the local sheriff or chief of police. In the populous counties like L.A., state law only authorizes the issuance of concealed carry licenses, thus completely debarring the residents of L.A. from openly carrying a firearm for self-defense. California law affords sheriffs and police chiefs unfettered discretion to figure out who's going to get issued a carry license. And defendant L.A. County Sheriff McDonald uses this authority to deny carry licenses to nearly all law-abiding adults by denying their applications or, in many cases, informing potential applicants that applying would be futile because they would not satisfy his restrictive good cause policy, which requires that an applicant provide convincing evidence of a clear and present danger against the applicant or a family member, which we discussed that before. Most of the time, by the time you could prove it, it's because you're dead. They've arrested the threat. Or, you know, the threat's killed you, and now they've arrested the threat. Suit points out that a recent federal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals case, Peruta, upheld restrictions similar to L.A. and San Diego County, In that case, the court, ignoring the Heller and McDonald cases that established a core of self-defense, right inherent in the Second Amendment. However, it did not address how it applies outside of the home. That's the problem with it. And, you know, they decided that the carrying of concealed firearms was not historically protected by the Second Amendment. So this new suit picks up the challenge that Peruta laid out. In light of the ruling, plaintiffs asked the court to hold these provisions of California law that prohibit them from openly carrying firearms unconstitutional. A little bit about the plaintiffs. Flanagan is Michelle Flanagan, a realtor who has two licenses to carry a firearm issued by the states of Arizona and Utah. Those licenses authorize her to carry a firearm in 35 states, but not in California. She used to have a carry license in California's Kern County. She was denied such a permit in L.A. County, despite her asserting that she had good cause to need one because her job requires her to enter vacant industrial buildings. Then there's Samuel Golden, a certified carry license instructor for California, Utah, and Florida. Dominic Nardoni, a 69-year-old Vietnam veteran, asserted a good cause of wanting to defend himself and his family. He was denied by McDonald because he did not face a significant enough threat. And Jacob Perchio, who wanted to carry a license for self-defense while hiking and camping with his wife in remote areas. You know, going for a bike ride in California, in Los Angeles, and in the canyons of Los Angeles and everything. They have people getting attacked by mountain lions all the time. I guess they're just supposed to wrestle them. I don't know. That's what's going down in California with a K. We'll see what we get out of it. I mean, California, as a state, has more gun rights organizations than anybody I've ever seen. They've got this one. They've got Cal Guns. They've got Gun Owners of California. They've got, I know they have an NRA faction there. They've got all kinds of stuff there. And yet, with as many gun owners as they have, all of the gun owners are in remote areas and, you know, for the most part, outside the major population centers. And, you know, when they... I'd just get one from a sheriff from a nice county. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.